Well, good morning. It is 10:26 a.m. on Saturday, November the 30th, 2024. Blue sky morning for the most part. I see a few clouds around here in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly, and it was high 20s when I got up. It's now high 30s, so it's not quite as it's not quite as cold as it has been. Sun feels good. Some contrails up there. A couple of jets headed west. I wonder if they're both going to LA. Perhaps San Francisco. I don't know what's due west, but those planes are going. That's through them now. Parallel tracks in the sky. Changed my Pandora channel this morning from my 60s and 70s hard rock to new modern alternative, I think, something like that. Wanted to hear what's passing for music these days. I was thinking about the word of the year again this morning. Robert suggested perseverance. It's not a bad choice. Persevere. Was persevere, not perseverance, persevere. So what was the verb form? I'm really looking for verb forms rather than adjectives. So yeah, what would be persevere? I'm pretty sure that was the word he suggested. I need to think about that. It's persevere or persist? And I have a sense that it's the same as the difference between continual and continuous. Continuous doesn't stop. Continual repeats. So breathing is continual. Pretty much most things organic are continual and not continuous. Streets are continuous. Rivers are continuous. I don't know if my understanding of those two P words is correct. It's just something I'm thinking about. Didn't do much yesterday. Wrote a little, read a little. Didn't write enough. Roger's sitting at the top of chapter 5 on a blank page, and something needs to happen, and I just can't seem to find the desire, the will. To sit down and figure out what that is. To see what movie plays in my head next. This isn't the first story. I was thinking about this morning. This isn't the first story that's this sort of choke happens to. It happened with Cape Grace too. And with Cape Grace, I had other books in line, other books I wanted to write, other stories that were fighting for time to get out. And I wasn't ready yet to write Cape Grace. I don't think I was ready. I know I wasn't ready. And the question is, was I not ready because of the headspace? Was I not ready because of my skill level? Was I not ready because I just didn't want to deal with it? Was I not ready because there were just so many other stories being so loud about wanting to get out that the challenge with Cape Grace was less about this difficult story that I needed to tell and more about all of the other stories that Cape Grace was distracting me from? And I wish I could say that was the case with The Wizard's Cat, but I don't think it is. If I were to sit down and say, okay, cat, go to sleep. I'm going to write something else. What am I going to write now? What am I going to write if it's not The Wizard's Cat? What would I do? The Further Adventures of Ishmael and Zoya. Would I go back and do some backfill of what happened with Pip after his graduation, before he got back together again with Ishmael? Would I just go back and do what I was thinking about doing before, which was some sort of police procedural in space or a detective story with Louise Ocella solving problems, solving mysteries on Dark Knight Station? Do I go back and do Dark Knight Station Book 2, Electric Boogaloo, talking about how that story, that that station developed after being no longer in vagrant control? Mm. But I keep coming back to the cat. I keep coming back and saying, no, this is a story I want to write. Except I'm not writing it. I'm just sort of staring at it, daring it to stare back. Chilly in the shade. It's nice and warm in the sun. Comes a couple with a pooch. Morning. Adult walking a dog and the kid being pulled along on roller skates. That's cute. I played a little X4 yesterday. I didn't play that much, but I played some. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing to move the story along. There is a story. I actually have the Paranid Rebellion, I think it's called, running in the background. If I take the next step, I'm going to get mobbed by a bunch of fighters that will kill me and my biggest ship. I need a fleet of big ships that can take down all the little ships quickly. Which probably means I just need to have a destroyer group. Carrier group with a couple of destroyers and full set of fighters and interceptors and whatever. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. There, I did it in the right order today. Quite satisfying. I'm still reading. Yes, still. I'm still reading. Wandering In. I'm in book 12. I'm near the end. I'm like 85-90% of the way through book 12. Which means I should, with any luck, I should finish it today. I might finish it today, depending on how much reading I do versus how much playing I do versus how much time I spend sitting in front of the computer looking at a blank page or scrolling through Mastodon posts. got lucky the other day on eBay and got a whole bunch of pens. Let me throw a couple bucks at this one. I'll throw a couple bucks at that one. Throw a few dollars here, a few dollars there. Most of them failed, but I actually won three of them. So I have three really interesting pens. I have an Estabrook vacuum fill that I've never seen before. I've never seen an Estabrook with this filling mechanism. It's a fairly modern pen, but it's, you know, it's that not quite current technology in terms of filling. Let's get a little blind cap, and you pull out the plunger, and that compresses the sack inside, and then you push the plunger back in, and the sack expands, sucking up the delicious ink. It's a nice looking pen. It's a very Estabrook pen. I suspect that all of the nibs and stuff from all of the J's all work on it and everything. It's got the same numbering scheme on. So it's a really interesting pen. It's a narrow pen. It's a lot slenderer. It's a lot more slender, skinnier than the J's. It's probably closer to an LJ. It's an interesting pen, though. Who's got a lot of it? Oh, I got a pristine, well, it looks like a pristine Parker 21 Mark I. And in black. I have seen black ones before, but I have not seen them very commonly, and I don't have one in black. And I really like Parker 21s. And the problem with them is that their barrels crack. You over-tighten them and they crack. So I think a lot of my Parker 21s have that cracked barrel. This one is pristine. This one is beautiful. So I'm looking forward to adding it to the stable of 21s. I have so many 21s, it's silly. But, you know, I can't throw a couple bucks at the pen, pay more for shipping, but I have to stop. I don't know if I've got an eBay problem or a pen problem. Either way, I've got too many pens. I'm gonna have to go through and finance future pen purchases with putting some of these multiples and less than happy with Jinhao X450, I'm looking at you. Putting them back on the market. I know how much I paid for them. I probably wouldn't. I got them all really cheap. I think I got the 3X50s for what I would have paid for one good Estabrook. And I really like the Estabrooks. I really like the Watermans. Parkers are nice, but they're sort of, they're Parkers. I have a Parker IM. Cap doesn't want to stick very well, but I have a Parker IM. 1993's third quarter. I haven't inked it yet. It's been restored. I'm looking forward to inking it. I've cleaned it out. But I need a good ink for it. It's not like I don't have plenty of ink. Heaven knows I have ink. I still haven't tried the Colorverse 2024 Fountain Pen Day Blue yet. I still don't have a good blue. I'm hoping that Colorverse is going to be it, so I don't go screwing around with blues. The Orochizuku Tsukiyo is not a bad blue. It's a little faint, but it does a weird thing in most of the pens, and that's it evaporates in the feed a little bit. So when you first start writing with the pen, it's a really nice rich blue. And as you get down the page and you start using up the ink that's in the feed, and this is as much a function of the pen as anything, but I've noticed it in 3 or 4 different pens that I've used it in. It becomes fainter and fainter, less saturated, less blue. I have like 2 more days before all of the big end of month fountain pen sales. And I am so sorely tempted to take advantage of it. But I have no valid reason to do so. It's like Steam is having a big sale. And it's like all of the DLCs, except for the latest one, all of the DLCs are marked down. But the latest one, Timelines, is still full price. It's in a group. It's in a bundle. And the bundle is like 20% off. But the individual packets, the older DLCs, are all like $5.99. And when you add 20% to $5.99, it gets really cheap, really fast. And I've asked, I put on my Christmas list Steam game. Like, I need another Steam game, but I don't know that the sales will be still running at the end of the month. In fact, I'm pretty sure they won't be. So it's like, do I just give myself an early Christmas present and just buy the package? Not that I have done anything close to a comprehensive play on the base game that I have to begin with. I'm still playing the original start, Young Gun. Still floundering around trying to figure out what the hell. How do you make this actually work? I am making money. I am making buckos. Not doing it very fast or very consistently, but I buy something big and then mess about for 4 or 5 hours trying to figure out what to do with it. I'm working on research. I have almost everything researched at the moment. I'm sure I'll get more opportunities for research in the future, but it's still a very engaging game. I heard about another one that actually looks kind of fun, and it's I Am Future. Command Line messaged it on Mastodon, and he's getting a great deal of pleasure out of it. It's sort of a building survival, post-apocalyptic, cozy. It looks fun. Like I need another game. Like I need something else to distract myself. Anyway, I made it back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. First day of the new year. I did make my 40 miles. In fact, this one marks 42 miles for the month, which is better than I've done most months this year. So, yeah, having a goal 2 out of 3 days seems to be, at least for the moment, seems to be a winning practice. I'm going to continue it and shoot for 40 days in December. I was thinking about increasing that, but the later we get into winter, the more problematic walking is. So, yeah, we'll go with 40. I need 40 days in December. Tomorrow? No. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.